Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be accepting and pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This morning, as we travel back through the life of Christ, we come to the Sermon on the Mount. Here in chapters 5 through 7 in Matthew, we constantly take sections of it, and we preach on them, or we study them, or we look at them, and we know all these little tidbits of knowledge within them. Well, this morning, I want us to imagine ourselves back in first century Jerusalem, first century Holy Lands. Imagine ourselves sitting on a mountainside, okay? And you got to imagine Holy Lands, desert-looking mountainsides. Not a lot of shade, but lots of rocks to sit on. So imagine that you found yourself a nice, comfortable rock to sit upon. Here you are with the masses. Here you are with the crowd, all waiting for one thing, all waiting for the teacher to come and to teach you. And so here Jesus comes. It says in Matthew 5 that he saw the crowd, he went up to the mountain, and there he sat down. And when his disciples came to them, he began to teach. Hear this in its fullness, Jesus' greatest sermon, the Sermon on the Mount. I tell you, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will have mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you, falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Now you are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but it's thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are also the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter nor one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until its completion. Therefore, whoever breaks one of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, you have heard that it was said in those ancient times, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, you fool, you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you suddenly remember that you are angry at a brother or sister or that they have something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on your way to court with him. Or your accuser may hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better for you to lose one member than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better for you to lose one member than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you, anyone who divorces his wife except on grounds of unchastity causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard it was said in those ancient of times, you shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord. But I say to you, don't swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair on it white or black. But let your words be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one. You've also heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer. But if anybody strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other one also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give them your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go 2. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who desires to borrow from you. For you have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on evil and on good, and he sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Even the tax collectors do the same. And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. But truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But whenever you pray, go into your room and close your door and pray to your Father who is in secret. For your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you are praying, don't heap empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. But when you pray, pray this way. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring on us the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your Father in heaven will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but seen by your Father who is in secret. Your Father, of what he sees in secret, will reward you. And do not store up for yourself treasures in heaven where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven where moth and rust will not consume and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Now the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? Now no one can serve two masters. For a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body or what you will wear. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not more valuable than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to the span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your Father knows that you need all of these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is definitely enough for today. Now do not judge, so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own? Or how can you say to your neighbor, let me take the speck out of your eye while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. And do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them underfoot and turn and maul you. Ask and it will be given unto you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone who among you, if your child asks for bread, gives them a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give them a snake? If then those who are evil know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction. And there are many who take it. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Beware of false prophets who come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorns or figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will know them by their fruits. And not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many powers in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Go away from me, you evildoers. Everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like the wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on his house, but it did not fall because it was founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like the foolish builder who built his house on sand. The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell, and it was great in its fall. Now when Jesus had finished saying these words, the crowds were astonished by his teachings, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. These are the teachings of Jesus Christ, our Savior. These are the foundation that he desires for our life to be built on. These are the words he desires for us to hear so that the winds and rains of life come and we will stand strong in him. These are the words of God that we give glory for. Amen.